have been councillors in our community for a period of 5 to 10 years. Certainly with the master's program, you do need a bachelor degree, but however, there is special consideration for our mob who want to go and practice as narrative therapists.
So do you have to have a bachelor's degree in the actual field of community services or social work?
Not as such. It's what they call, usually they either would like that, but also there are other streams of higher education. So certainly, just say for example, you wanted to go and do it and you have your Bachelor of Journalism, that will certainly look good in your favour.
Wow. When we talked off the phone, you mentioned you've been working full-time all year in communities with this work. Can you talk about what communities you've been working with, some of the outcomes from your work?
Okay, so here in Rockhampton, we have an Aboriginal community called Warrawinda, which is about 2 hour drive from Rockhampton. Annette Dudley and I, who is another Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander councillor here in the community, we have worked on some very beautiful programs and projects at Warrawinda. In 2013, we had the privilege and the honour to actually work with Link Up Queensland and the Australian Red Cross, where we actually held Warrawinda's first dormitory union, where 96 elders from across Australia came back to Warrawinda, and that weekend was one main goal and purpose was to bring everyone back together again and heal together. And that was a very beautiful moment because one auntie in particular, that was her first time she returned in 50 years. So we were expecting to open up a can of worms, and we did, but we were well and truly ready for that. And we had a support team of a mental health nurse, a psychologist, and Annette and myself. So we actually spoke about those lived experiences around that pain, but also those good times, and about those aunties and uncles all coming together and sharing that one common passion was that, yes, we were here as children, we supported each other, even though it was tough, and they lived in an era where they were told what to do, how to live, but most importantly, they had said, the elders, that they couldn't break their spirituality, you know, and their love for each other, but also their love for the family. And there was a special bond that exists with children who were in dormitories where they take care of each other and they support each other through the good times, but also through the not-so-good times. And that was just beautiful to be part of. Yeah.
It talks about how narrative therapy is about taking the blame out of situations.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you talk a bit about that and working with Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people? It's a lot different to a Western way of counselling.
Yeah.
Can you talk a bit about the non-blaming therapy side of it?
Well, I've been a counsellor now for 6 years. My first impressions of narrative therapy was me getting familiar to what is narrative therapy, and especially in that context of that westernised framework where we have to adapt. Okay, well, if I'm going to go out and talk to mob and community, I have to know what narrative therapy is, but also feel comfortable in using it and adapting it to that individual mob. So some mob might feel comfortable me using narrative therapy, but some mob don't. But in my experience in the last, say, 6 months, is that narrative therapy works with our mob. And I say, yes, you might have, you know, spin me a story. And then we start off asking questions, and then we come to the root of the problem. And I say, it's not about blaming, it's about identifying and accepting what those issues and concerns are, but using that narrative approach through that storytelling. And that's what it's all about. And our mob feel very comfortable in myself using that. And they say, that really works. And it's like, absolutely. But narrative therapy is a counselling sense, but however, you can do group work, you can do the tree of life with a lot of the aunties and uncles, and they love it, and the family tree as well. So there's many contexts of narrative therapy where you can adapt it to meet the needs of the individual you're actually talking with.